It's Halloween time, and there's nothing more fun than to try and terrorize your friends with a scary tale. Join the guys as they hide under a sheet and try to do that very thing, if you dare.
What?
I love scary stories.
You're coming in.
What does that mean?
It means me too, but without the hashtag.
This is gonna be great! Let me get this straight. We're supposed to just sit here and let Walter scare the bejesus out of us?
Well, because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun to be scared. Yep, good times. It's the best if afterwards you feel like you need to sleep with your shotgun. Sleep like asleep, not the other kind.
What the hell? And you infidels call me crazy?
Hey, one morning after Halloween, I picked up my bag of candy and all the Snickers bars were gone. They had just disappeared. A ghost took them. That scared the crap out of me.
Just the Snickers were gone.
Yep, ghosts love Snickers.
Did you ever think that maybe someone in your family simply took the Snickers when you weren't looking?
No, maybe ghosts don't like Snickers. My family did it.
Would you guys please shut up? I'm gonna tell the story now.
My family is assholes.
Silence!
See how that works?
Thank you, Ahmed. And now...
I'll be quiet. I'm good at being quiet. You can always count on me being quiet when you need quiet, like now. I'm being quiet because I'm scared and I quietly peed my pants.
Ew. Ahmed, silence!
Wait, is that all I'm good for?
For now, yes, and you shut up too. Not so long ago, on a dark and stormy night, just like this one, and not far from this very spot.
You are saying something happened here? Like right here, here? He said it happened here. Oh, no, no.
Nothing happened yet.
Oh, you watch. There's going to be a dude with a meat cleaver. There's always a crazy infidel with three names and a meat cleaver. John Wayne Gacy, Henry Lee Lucas, Hillary Rodham Clinton...
Dear bejesus, help me, I'm gonna die.
The entire city was terrified because the cleaver killer was on the loose.
See? What's his name? I bet crazy infidel has three names.
Shut up! Thunder rumbled, lightning flashed, and rain thrashed the wearied shingles of the darkened house on the
cave. This is a ghost story, right? All ghost stories happen in caves.
Ghost story, Ahmed. It's a ghost, not goat.
This sucks. I'll make you a ghost when I kill you all.
If Ahmed killed the goat, would it be a ghost goat or a goat ghost?
There is no goat.
Say that three times fast. Ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, ghost goat, goat.
Try this one. Three gray ghosty goats floating on a floaty boat. The boat was floaty and the goats were ghosty. Three gray floaty ghosties.
Hey, I like that one. Three goaty ghosties floating on a boaty floaty.
Be quiet! Let the angry old man speak!
Shut the hell up! Where was I?
The scary rain was beating down on the ugly double wide.
It was a house on a hill, senor.
This ghost story is very unrealistic.
Just tell the story, Walter.
I'm trying. It was a dark, dark night. The rain fell hard on the roof of the house on Dunham Hill. The cleaver killer was on the loose. Lightning! A shadow in the window! A scream!
What is it?
I just remembered that I left my tater tots in the oven.
Will you please stop interrupting?
They were the good ones with the gravy inside.
A blood-curdling scream,
The ancient weathered front door crashes open, and a terrified young man escapes into the rain, stumbling down the stairs and into the mud, his screams drowned out by the driving weather as a shadowy figure fills the darkened doorway.
You know, this isn't very terrifying, and I know terror.
Yep, Ahmed does know terror. He's got that down.
Ahmed wouldn't know terror unless it blew up in his face.
That is exactly what happened. Thanks for bringing up the most painful moment in my life.
Your death.
Yes, I mean my death. Thank you, Redneck Infidel.
No problem, Terrific Terrormeister. Hey, I still think this story should be in a trailer park. More relatable to a lot of us, you know what I mean?
And more goats. Terrifying, but with some sex.
What?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know.
This one time at band camp, a goat ate my steak.
Sometimes I think my trailer is haunted because I wake up every morning and I'm pretty sure goats have drank all my beer.
Holy crap.
My turn. Okay, once upon a time, it was raining in a dark cave and there was a trailer full of goats.
And a terrifying infidel with three names and a meat cleaver.
And no beer.
And he eats baby jalapenos.
What the hell is going on here?
I have no idea.
Come on, Walter. What scares you?
Nothing.
That's not true.
What is it, Wally?
Call me Wally again and I'll kill you.
See, what scares you, Senor Walter?
Okay, you asked for it. Happy hippies, STDs in old folks' homes, and the Kardashians. Happy now?
Those are more funny than scary. We want to know what really scares you.
You don't want to know.
Yes, we do.
I can't tell you. I have to show you.
This is getting good.
I warned you.
Yup, we've been warned.
Okay, you asked for it.
What's going on here?
We thought you were the crazy cleaver killer.
Walter was about to show us what really scares him.
I was gonna show everybody the new mole on my back, and I think it's growing.
Oh, I'm gonna hurl.
Dinner in 10 minutes, guys.
You guys actually thought Jeffrey Douglas Dunham was the cleaver killer.
What did you say? That infidel has three names?
Everybody has a first, middle, and last name.
Oh, really, Peanut? And what are your three names? That's what I thought.
He's got a point, Jeff, right?
Jeff?
I should be the one doing the crazy laughter.
Probably so.
Whatever. I'll kill you later. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everyone. Be sure and subscribe to see more videos right here on my channel. And I'm going on tour. Check out my website, jeffdunham.com, for tickets.
We're gonna have some fun.